Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We have a wonderful show in store for you with a fascinating guest. I'm sure you're going to love her. But first, of course, we have my blog post from a couple of years ago, just picking them in order, and today's post is entitled, "We Can Find Freedom Within Responsibility." Responsibility does not have to be heavy, does not have to feel like a weight on your shoulders. We can find a better way to approach responsibility if we learn not to treat it as an obligation. It does not matter if it is a responsibility to family, friends, pets, or coworkers. Perhaps we feel the responsibility of our employees or our customers. In the end, it is not about what we must do for another person. It is about how we show up. And how we show up is about the perspective we take. Is it a burden to care for another, or is it a privilege? Are we forced into our responsibilities, or are they a choice? After all, we could decide to just give it all up and run away, or become a monk. There are many ways to get away from responsibility to others. So if we stay, why not stay with an attitude that supports us? The stories we make up about responsibility is what causes the heaviness to exist? What if instead of making a story of burden and obligation, we make it a story of honor and privilege? Can we find a way to change the narrative from one of something we must do to something we get to do? It is a simple switch of perspective, yet it can be a profound difference in how we feel about the situation. Being responsible is not about taking on a heavy load. It is about choosing to be the person who finds joy in the commitment. Yes, some situations are more challenging than others. Yet ultimately, the biggest challenge is to switch our perspective and our story around it. For when we find a way to make it something that brings us up instead of weighing us down, we will find tremendous freedom within our responsibilities. So where are you feeling the weight of responsibility? How can you turn it around to see it as something uplifting instead of burdensome? So this blog post, again, I wrote these a couple of years ago. I was actually reflecting on this, on an insight I got several years before in a ceremony. And I think what the reason why I picked this to write about it a couple of years ago was because of something that someone had come up who I was working with, where they felt this heavy burden of responsibility. And so it reminded me of this insight. And in this insight, in this ceremony, I was reflecting on something that I had done early in my life. I was taking care of a friend of mine, supporting him, who was not well. He was schizophrenic. He wasn't able to work. I was in college and just after college at the time. And it was challenging. It was difficult. I grew a lot from the situation, but it was really, really hard. And I was reflecting on this in the ceremony a few years ago. This is, you know, decades after. And I realized that taking care of another human being does not have to be a burden. It is actually a privilege to support someone, to help someone, to really be there for someone like that when nobody else is. And so, and it was a very kind of difficult perspective for me to adopt, because the challenges around the whole situation and the difficulties I had living with someone who's a schizophrenic. And if you've never lived with someone with a mental illness, you have no idea how challenging it is. But once I was able to make that shift internally, once I was able to look at it as a privilege as opposed to a burden, the weight of it lightened. The energy around it wasn't so severe. And so I learned a lot from that. I learned that we don't have to carry things as such heavy weights. And what is it that makes the difference? What makes that flip from a heavy weight to a privilege to something light? And it's really all about our perspective. It's about that story that we make up around whatever it is we experienced. Because either we're making a story that's supportive, that's helpful, that empowers us, or we're making a story that disempowers us, that weighs us down, that causes us to feel heavy. And I know it's not easy to change the story, especially when the challenge we've been through has been so difficult. But speaking from personal experience, it is possible. And if we're willing to be open and be flexible enough in our thinking and how we view things, it can really change our life. And to me, that was really the core message in this lesson. To be mindful of the stories that we make up around these things we experience in our life. Because here's the thing, these stories are all made up. They're all made up in our mind. We give something a certain meaning and we hold on to that meaning. We make all kinds of stories around that meaning. But the truth is, we can make up a completely different story that has a completely different meaning behind it. And by changing that meaning, we change the whole energy around the situation. We change our whole perspective around it. We change how we show up. And that's the key. We change how we show up in our life. There's so much power in crafting the stories in a way that serves us and not a way that disempowers us. It is, I feel, one of the most vital skills that we as human beings can learn. So, that's my blog post for this week. It's entitled, We Can Find Freedom Within Responsibility. And of course, you can find my blog on talkradio.nyc/blog. And of course, on my personal branded website, theconsciousconsultanthour.com. And I hope you like that. And I do see loyal listener Patty checking in from the road. She's traveling hot, she says, passing through Missouri, listening and sharing. Thank you, Patty. Always appreciate your sharing. All right. So now it is my pleasure to welcome to the show award-winning author, international speaker and leadership coach, M. Teresa Lawrence. Teresa is the founder and president of the Trueness Project, a nonprofit dedicated to empowering children and adults to cherish their imagination and own their power to write their narratives. As a part of her mission, Teresa is donating her award-winning transformational children's book, Gloriousness, to disadvantaged children throughout the world. And there it is. In 2023, Teresa participated in the Kenya Keynote Speakers Tour and had the privilege of speaking extensively about the need to teach leadership and wealth consciousness in schools. During that trip, Teresa mentored over 12,000 Kenyan students. For her philanthropic work and vision, Teresa received an honorary doctorate in Kenya for her humanitarian work in community building and advocacy. Teresa is also the co-author of The Power of Leadership, where she discusses the power of the leadership of play. There it is, which is what this title of this episode is, The Leadership of Play. It is about living life outside the box, finding joy in simple acts of kindness, and believing in the power of imagination. She is presently working on the Grand Butterfly Gathering, which we'll get to, scheduled for June 29th, where her nonprofit will host the largest number of people dressed as butterflies in history, both in person and virtually. Teresa has been featured in the San Francisco Post, the California Observer, World Reporter, and Scholar Media Africa. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Teresa.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to share my story with you all.
It's a pleasure to have you in full regalia, I see today.
Well, I am dressed as a butterfly, or I have my butterfly outfits, because on June 29th, I really am having and hosting the largest gathering of people dressed as butterflies in history. It is an event that will engage people in going outside their comfort zone. There are many people that find dressing up as a butterfly embarrassing. But your blog post was so on point, because the whole point of my nonprofit is to empower children and adults with the leadership of play to share their stories. And the event is a way of getting people to get outside of their comfort zone, to share in community and realize, hey, you know, I get to be who I really want to be. And the butterfly is the symbol of transformation. And so we're all constantly transforming. And the event is a celebration of transformation. It is also a worldwide prayer for peace, because I believe that in transformation, in finding our truth, we find peace, and truth is our path to peace. So that's what I'm up to on June 29th. And I'm sure as we go on, I'll share more about it, because it's really, really cool.
Yeah. We'll get to that. But there's a lot about your journey and your background I would like to touch upon. But first, we're going to take a quick break. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Twitch. And we'll be right back with our guest, M. Teresa Lawrence, in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Brancu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with M. Teresa Lawrence, president and founder of the Trueness Project. So I do see loyal listener Sanaya on YouTube saying she loves the butterflies today with a big heart. Thank you, Sanaya. So Teresa, how did you get into being such a philanthropist? How did you know your life is very much dedicated to helping other people, and You know, that's not overly common these days. So I'm just curious, like, what brought you on the path to bring you to such a open-hearted endeavors?
Well, it all started with COVID when I saw the children on the border, when I saw these immigrants on the border, and I realized I needed to do something to help those children. And then there were children displaced by war. And I realized there were so many children that were displaced, and my heart was going out to them because I'm an immigrant. I'm a Cuban refugee. And when I was about 2 and a half, my father taught medicine at the University of Havana, and the Communist National Anthem was being played during some sort of meeting, and he didn't believe in communism, so he didn't stand up. And right after the meeting, everybody turned to him and said, "You don't belong here. You don't think as we do." And within a week, he had lost his job. Our house was taken away from us. He was then put in prison. My mother lost her job. So I know what it's like to be a child and see everything taken from a child. And then what happened after that was, my father had a choice in that moment. His story, he could have been a victim. Mm-hmm. And decided to stay in Cuba. But he said, "No, I have an education and I have a vision of being a doctor. And these people are not," those weren't his words, he had different words, "these people are not going to take away my dream." And so he petitioned to leave the country. And then I'm the youngest of four children, and we left. But during the process of leaving, it was very painful because you'd go to the airport and then they would stop you and they would take anything that you had with you away. And on the final attempt, my grandmother gave me a doll, and it was a gift that really changed my life because she said, "No matter what happens to you," my grandmother was a completely uneducated woman, but that woman understood the power of story. And she knew that ultimately we were all going to be separated because nobody could take in a family of six. Yeah. And she gave me that doll and she said, "You tell your story. Anything that happens to you, you tell the story to this doll and you make sure that the ending is glorious." And hence the name of the book, Gloriousness. But I took that doll, and when we got to the US, we all separated, and I ended up living with family I'd never met. And I was three and I was terrified. And so I kept telling stories to the doll and crying to the doll until I figured out I didn't need the doll, that it was the story. And it didn't take that long for me to master that. And that really changed my life because it empowered me to know that words have power and that if I use them correctly, I can be the master of my destiny. And I did pretty well because I ended up at Columbia Law School and I used those word skills along the way. But when I saw the children on the border, I went, and it was COVID time. So we're all at home, figuring out what we're going to do. And I said, "I'm at a point in my life where I want to give back. And I have a story that's worth telling that's going to help people." And so I wrote my little book, Gloriousness. And I was on a mission to give it out all over the world. And the first place I went was Kenya. And when I got there, I fell in love with the country, with the people. And I realized that my story resonated with a lot of those children because they too were, several of the schools I visited with, the children were refugee children. They were coming from war-torn countries. And they or their parents just couldn't afford to have them, and these feelings of abandonment and betrayal, they're all stories, because what we do with what happens to us determines our outcome. And if we keep living in the past, we're going to keep victimizing ourselves. And there's no point in living in the future because all we have is now. So that's my story of how that started.
Wow. And And why don't you just briefly tell the audience, what is the book Gloriousness about?
The main character in the book is called Ness. And when the book starts, it's much like all of our journeys. She's a very messy Ness. And she runs to her mother and she says, you know, I don't feel happy. What should I do? You know, who should I be? And her mother turns to her and says, you're the only one that can figure that out. Go figure that out and let me know. And so the character goes to her room and starts writing out all the different things she could possibly be, you know, and she goes to messiness, creativeness, peacefulness, coolness. She goes through a whole list of characters that children can play out. You know, there are all these different outfits in there, mm-hmm. and children enjoy cosplay. And so in that process, each child gets to figure out, well, who am I going to be today? And at the end, Ness calls her mother into the room and says, I figured it out. And she dresses up in this crazy outfit and she goes, I'm going to be Gloriousness. So it's really helping the children process their emotions, saying, you know, let's play. Let's see what it is that I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it. And let's go through this and decide.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like such an important lesson for children today. One that you and I, well, I mean, maybe you learned it. I never learned this as a child.
No, children don't learn it. They just think that there's something wrong with them and they're meant to be depressed, but they're not. Emotions only ask one thing, to be felt.
Right. Exactly.
And if you allow them to be felt, they'll just go straight through.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious about the Trueness Project. What is the Trueness Project and why did you start it?
Well, I wanted to give away my books everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I felt that a nonprofit was my vehicle. But that led me to a greater mission. The Trueness Project, its mission is to inspire truth, integrity, and authenticity in all aspects of life, especially through storytelling, because it's all about story. Mm-hmm. And when we are in integrity with ourselves, when we're living our truth, then we produce happier results. And I mentor students all over the world, and they keep asking me, what's this integrity thing all about? I said, you can't lead people if you don't know who you are. You must be in truth. And when you teach future leaders to live in truth, you're teaching them to live in authenticity and to lead from a place of integrity and power. And so the Trueness Project is about storytelling. It's about the power of self-storytelling and helping people live in their authentic truth. That's why my logo is a butterfly, because it takes true self-reflection and introspection to discover, why do I believe as I believe? Mm-hmm. Why do I think that person is wrong? Maybe they're not wrong. You must be in a state of curiosity and in a state of openness for the opportunity to change. And the Trueness Project, yes, it's about story, but it's really about transformation and discovering your trueness so that you can share it with the world.
Gotcha. And when did you come out with the book?
This Gloriousness came out last May.
Last May. Okay.
And as a result, when I went to Kenya, I gave out so many books and it was so fun reading to the kids, especially in the Maasai village. The kids sat down and read it and it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I fell in love with all of those children. And it's my goal, really, like I've been shipping the book to different countries, but it's my goal to visit countries and to visit orphanages and to give out the book.
Wonderful. I'm curious, like you spent a lot of time in Kenya, you did amazing work. I'm wondering if afterwards, have you ever heard back from people who got the book, parents maybe who got the book, and
Yes.
how it helped their child?
I have heard from many of these kids, and they love the book. They've been acting out the book. And what's interesting is because the Trueness Project now has a whole team in Kenya that are going to, oh, I am totally Ines.
Yes.
Thank you.
Loyal listener Sanaya says, I'm totally Ines. Yes, you are, Sanaya.
We're all Ness. We're all in that process of transformation. But what I was going to say is I have a whole team of people that go out and mentor students. And so when we can, we give out the books. And now what we're doing is we're giving out butterfly outfits to symbolize transformation, because I'm trying to have my butterfly event be global. And it's beautiful to see people. First, they're a little, you know, taken aback, and they go, why the butterfly? And I go, because we're all butterflies.
Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. I want to get to your book, The Power of Leadership, because I really want to do talk about the leadership of play. And then that'll lead us back around to why the event and why doing this. But we're going to take another break real quick. So when we come back, we're going to talk about The Power of Leadership and how that book came about and who that's written for. And then let's talk about the leadership of play. Okay, Teresa?
Okay.
Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back with our guest, Teresa Lawrence, in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Teresa, besides gloriousness, you've also written another book, The Power of Leadership. So I'm curious how that book came about.
Well, I'm very passionate about education and changing the education system. And my belief and my experience is that children are graduating, or adults are graduating from college or university, and they have all of these skills. And yet they do not know how to balance a checkbook. They do not know how to handle money. They don't know how to run a business. And they lack the leadership skills to create new businesses. I mean, yes, there are entrepreneurs that figure it out. But as a general matter, people, you can have a lot of education and do nothing.
Yeah.
And leadership teaches people how to set goals, take definite steps towards an action, and move forward. And it's not being taught in schools. And it was driving me crazy. I believe, you know, books like Think and Grow Rich and Ray Dalio's Principles, those books must be taught. Yeah. And I was on, I was just like, okay, what's the best way to get the word out there? And it's really the importance of leadership. And because I'm so enamored with children and their ability to make new friends and learn new concepts while they're playing on a playground, it occurred to me that the best way for adults to learn was to bring them back to childhood to say, you know, it's okay. You can still dream. Whatever filters were put on you while you were going through school saying you can't do that and you can't do that and it's not okay for you to dream, let's just get rid of them. Because one, just as you started the interview today, it's all a story. And so we have students graduating that have all of these storylines. For example, I'm from an immigrant family. Our storyline was you either went to medical school or law school. I did not have the wherewithal or the capacity to say, no, I would like to go to journalism school or I would like to be a teacher. My mindset wasn't there. And it's really the power of your mind that that we must master in order to, in order to thrive. Right. And the power of leadership is a fabulous compilation of leadership stories, of transformation stories. And my contribution to that book was the leadership of play. And so I believe in that when adults play, they lower those barriers and they're not afraid to share in vulnerability. And it is in those moments of vulnerability that we form community and we get the best ideas on the planet.
Yes. Yes. Vulnerability is so necessary for creating community and that connection. And it is both healing as well as building for a better future. And it's amazing how when we do something that's out of the ordinary, that's different, that's fun, how it can help to build that community so much tighter.
And you remember the moments of joy and the silliness that you shared with somebody. Yeah. And that, and when somebody shares their story in vulnerability, it gives permission to other people to share their stories that way. It just opens the floodgates to creativity and a better world.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to what you said before about, you know, what children are taught in schools, you know, they're taught a lot of academic stuff, but they're never really taught life skills. And like, that's the thing you're talking about with books like Think and Grow Rich and Principles and other, you know, books. Life 101 is a great book where it's like basic life skills that everyone should be educated on. They're not taught. Now, if you happen to come from a wealthy family or a well-to-do family or a very educated family, you usually will get taught that at home, though not necessarily. But if you're not that lucky, you rarely get that education because your parents don't have it either. So it's like, how do you break the cycle? And I'm curious, with the power of leadership, so is that geared towards, and when you talk about the leadership of play, is that geared just towards leaders in business, or is it geared just towards people who are trying to be a leader in some capacity in their life.
I think the book is geared towards anyone that values leadership and wants to own their own capacity to be a leader. You know, it is my belief that we're all experts on one thing only, and that is an expert in being ourselves. That is the only thing we can own. And we all get to learn from people that have succeeded, that have made it. And we all have stories. And I have I put a story in there that I really believe in faith in the power of God. And there's my story in there. My first day at work at 26 Broadway as an attorney, I walked into an elevator bank and on the first floor. And on the third floor, a 6 foot two man walked in and we were the only two people in the elevator. And he put a gun to my head and he said, "Give me your money." And at that point, my spirit left my body and I was looking down on the scene and I turned to this man who had a gun to my head. And I basically said, basically telling him he was an idiot, but I said, "I don't have any money. It's my first day at work." That is not a normal response.
Yeah.
Then he said, because I had just gotten engaged and I had my engagement ring, he goes, "Okay, give me your engagement ring." And I had just taken the bar and it wasn't insured and it was the only thing of value I had in my life. And I said, "No, you can't have it. It's not insured." Those words came out of my mouth and they're not normal words, right? Yeah. And then the elevator opened on the 9th floor and he grabbed me and he had a gun. And he had me and he was taking me to the stairwell and opening up the stairwell. And at that point in time, I was recounting the elements of the crime. I said, "He's done assault and battery. And if he gets me into the stairwell, I will be raped." And I heard this like thunderous voice saying, "Push him and run." And that's exactly what I did. And after that moment in time, I knew that there is something so powerful surrounding us and protecting us, and we get to listen to it. It's whispering to us, protecting us and giving us our path. When the police showed up and I told them what I had said, they said, "You should have given him your ring." And you know, it's like they thought I was the biggest idiot on the planet. Like nobody does something like that, and yet it happens. And there are stories like that that you hear over and over again, and it's the presence of something larger than us.
Yeah,
and we are a part of that.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's a part of leadership, recognizing the faith and the power of the universe that we live in.
Wow. Two questions. Did they catch the guy?
They never caught the guy. And I still had to go to work each day. And after that, I mean, I wasn't scared in the moment, but I was basically shaking for a month after that.
I bet.
PTSD, until the emotions for sure. went through.
Right. Have you heard that voice as clearly since?
I have, but it's very interesting because after that, you have to train yourself to listen.
Yeah.
And I call it the taps, right? Mm-hmm. You think you're going the right way and then an obstacle is put in the way, but you say, "I'm going to fight through that obstacle." And then more obstacles show up and those are bigger taps. But when you don't have the consciousness to recognize what you're being told, you're like, "Oh, I'm going to get there anyway." And now when something like that happens, I'm like, "Oh, I'm being directed in a different way."
Yeah.
I'm being shown a point of pivot. And now I pay attention to the whispers. But it's amazing that in times of danger, that voice gets so loud.
I heard that voice once 10 years ago, not in a danger situation or anything, but just in something that I think was very important. And I haven't heard it since then. And, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot lately and asking to be able to hear it again and to hear it clearly. But what's interesting is what's happened over the last couple of weeks, I've had all these coincidences happened. I was out in San Diego for a retreat and then I was doing a ceremony afterwards and a gentleman introduced me to this woman. It turned out she knew one of the guys who was coming to the ceremony. Not only that, she met this woman who is from New York, who wants to do a ceremony out in the Hamptons. And it turns out she wanted to connect me to this woman. Turns out I'm already connected to her, that someone had just connected me to her a couple of weeks before. I bumped into an old friend on the street.
Synchronicity, you are on your path.
and I bumped in a gentleman from the ceremonial work that I haven't seen for several years. And it was great to see him. My wife and I were just walking around the neighborhood and happened to bump into him. I haven't bumped into him in decades. And so it was great to see him. And then last night, we went to a little reception for the Horizons conference. And as soon as we walk in, there's a couple like right by the door and they recognized me. To tell you the truth, I didn't recognize them at all. It was just like, but they're like, oh, you remember we were in that house in Brooklyn. You helped me. You were so kind. Da, da, da. I'm like, oh, okay, great. And so we chatted and we exchanged information. And I mean, their names were familiar, but I didn't remember the thing at all, but it was just like, wow, like another synchronicity. And so it just, I've had maybe like five or six of these synchronicities events happening in the last couple of weeks. And so to me,
those are the whispers. You're hearing the voice. It's just being shown to you in different ways.
Right. Exactly. And it's so funny because I've had many people come on my show. I even had a gentleman, wish I could remember his name, who did a study on synchronicities. He's like a university professor who did this multi-year study on synchronicities. And I've had a lot of people who are psychics and healers and have gone through near-death experiences and stuff. And they talk about, oh my God. And when you're in the flow and you get all these synchronicities, and it's always kind of like, you know, I like rarely get a synchronicity.
But now happen. You're all over it.
And now they're like every freaking day. They're like, wow. So hearing that voice. Awesome. It's time to get ready for our last break of the show. So when we come back, I want to tie the leadership of play into this whole butterfly event and like where the idea, and I understand, you know, butterflies being the symbol for transformation, but where this idea of getting people to dress up as butterflies came from and sort of where this whole thing emanated from and where you're looking to take it. Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, if you want to ask your question or make a comment, post your comment right now in the live stream and we'll talk about it and we'll answer your questions. And we'll be right back to wrap this all up with my guest, M. Teresa Lawrence, in just a moment.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So we have a couple of comments from our loyal listeners on the live stream. So loyal listener Patty says, your guardian angel whispers, mine saved me when I wrecked my car in a rollover. So many angels came to my aid. Ah, thank goodness, Patty. Glad they were there for you. And loyal listener Sanaya says, when I rang my survivor bell after cancer treatment, I wore huge monarch butterfly wings to work the next day as my rebirth. Totally shocked my staff, but it felt amazing. Wonderful, wonderful. So the leadership of play, you were talking in your book about the leadership of play and how it creates community. So where did this idea of getting people to dress up as butterflies come from, and how is that creating community?
Well, when I mentor people and when I coach people, I have them do out of the box experiences, and it's usually playing like children. So I get adults to do strange and unusual things. One time I had them dress up as SpongeBob SquarePants characters, and that was fun. But especially Mr. Krabs, because it's all about money and learning. But when I think I'm the butterfly, because the transformation I've gone through since COVID has been incredible. So many people in my family have died. My mentors have died. Everyone has died. And for me to do what I'm doing, I basically had to step out of my framework and evolve. And so I will say that it's my story of growing into who I needed to be and who I want to be to promote my nonprofit and have it known. But it's also humanity's story is the butterfly. We are all going through this massive transformation, and I want to give people the choice of being silly, of being happy, of building community. There is war happening rampantly all around us, and nobody is saying anything. And even the people that are protesting for peace are doing it in a harmful way.
Yeah.
And so the symbol for the nonprofit is the butterfly, because I want people to transform, but I want to share the message in a worldwide frame for peace. And so when I started this, it's true, I wanted to do an event. I wanted to promote the nonprofit. And then I thought to myself, you know, I can raise money anytime. This must be a worldwide event that celebrates transformation. The world needs peace, and it needs it now. The way to get there is through finding truth and peace within ourselves. The more people feel peaceful within themselves, the more peace will resonate around the planet. And while war is everywhere, let's get together a community of people that want to transform the world, that want to have a better, more peaceful, happy, creative future for their children. And when I came up with the event, I said, okay, how am I going to have the biggest impact? I said, I'm going to go for a world record. I'm going to see if I can get all of these people to come to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and dress like a butterfly on June 29th. And I put the name of the website for the event on the chat. It's butterflymarch.com. And I started there, and then I said, no, other people can host similar events and raise money for charities in their local communities. And we can all pray for peace, because the world needs peace. And as I started doing that, people have started joining from all over the world. So I have a butterfly captain in Australia. I have a butterfly captain in Colombia. I have a butterfly captain in Canada. I have a butterfly captain in Nepal. I have a butterfly captain in Kenya. So it's spreading, and all of these people will be dressed up as butterflies, and we will all be praying for peace, because it is together we're going to uplift the vibration of the planet. Because it just takes two people to send peace to everyone.
And is this the first time you're doing an event like this?
This is the first time I'm doing an event like this for me. Yes.
Cool. And so you have captains all over the place. And so how do people get involved? Like, what do they do on the day?
It is so simple. You pray for peace and you dress up like a butterfly. Then you send me your picture to butterflymarch.com. It would be lovely if you all signed up to be virtual, or if you want to have the experience in Jackson, Wyoming, it's going to be fabulous. I have Coach Ken D. Foster will be doing the keynote. Oh. The keynote address. Dr. Lauren Harris is going to be the master of ceremony, best-selling author of The Peaceful Millionaire. Jessica Carter will be doing the non-denominational prayer for peace. And she was a perfect choice because it's The Peaceful Millionaire. And her brand is The Peaceful Billionaire. And I am very into teaching wealth consciousness to the world. And so to have her do the non-denominational prayer is fantastic. And I'm giving out butterfly outfits. When you register for the live event, you get your butterfly outfit. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're gonna have rock painting, and the night before the event, there's a VIP night, and we're all dressing up in illuminated butterfly outfits and walking through the town of Jackson. It's just gonna be a very fun and lovely event. And yes, some people are dressing up as caterpillars. There go my headphones. Yes, they are.
Yes, I love the analogy of how we're all caterpillars or butterflies about to experience this transformation, and it may not seem like it. If you look at the world and you look at media and all the craziness that's happening, but I remember someone using the analogy of, if you look at a caterpillar before it goes into its cocoon, it ravenously eats everything that in sight. And it looks like they're going to totally destroy the environment and kill the trees and everything. But then when they've eaten, they're full. They start to spin their cocoon. They go into the chrysalis, and their bodies literally start to break down.
They dissolve.
Dissolve into this amorphous substance that then gets transformed into a butterfly. And you cannot open the chrysalis for the butterfly. The butterfly must push its way out of the chrysalis, or the wings will not be strong enough to fly.
So isn't that a true symbol? Because we think we're doing our children a service by helping them along. And humanity is meant to learn by failure, by
struggle,
trial and error. And the other beautiful thing about butterflies, so they emerge completely transformed and they can't see their wings. And so they have no ego. They cannot see the beauty that they have turned into. It is a perfect ascension, as it were.
Yes.
And that's my prayer for humanity, that we ascend into a global community that wants to uplift each other and the world. I think, yeah. I mean, I know we can do it. Yeah. Because, at the end of the day, war begets war. Mm-hmm. Love begets love. Yeah. And I choose love.
Yeah.
And I hope you all join me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one more time, what's the website if people want to learn more about it and throw their hat in the ring?
It's butterflymarch.com. So BUTTERFLYMARCH.com. And if you are going to do it even virtually, sign up, because it is beautiful to see the butterfly march going around the world, the worldwide prayer on June 29th. To me, it's just so beautiful. Yes, I want the world record. Yes, I want you all in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But it's just as beautiful to see all of the images of people who believe in transformation joining in.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I wish you much, much success. I'll make sure to tune in on June 29th. And I don't have a butterfly outfit, but I'm sure my wife does. I'll steal one of her butterfly shirts or something. And Teresa, if people want to get in touch with you and just learn more about the Trueness Project and the other things that you're doing, where can they find out more about you?
Oh, I'll put it in the chat. It's yourtrueness.org.
Nutrulist.org. Wonderful.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so please feel free to reach out, Teresa, yourtrueness.org. And we'll also post links to her two books in the show notes. So Teresa, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show today. It was a pleasure to have you. Oops, Anaya said she's all registered. See?
Thank you. Welcome to the Flutterverse.
Beautiful, beautiful. So thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to come on your show. I wish you much, much success with the Butterfly March.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're so welcome. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, especially Sanaya and Patty. Thank you for all the comments. Don't forget, if you love this interview, please share, whether it's the video or the podcast you're listening to. And of course, if you did miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the replay on talkradio.nyc, on all the major podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and all across social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, later today at 5 p.m., it's Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health. Tomorrow, of course, we have our Friday shows with Philanthropy in Focus and Always Friday. And don't forget, tune in on Tuesday evenings for the Hard Skills and the Happy Spot. So everyone, take care. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health. And each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.